The Yom Tov of Pesach is special for so many different reasons. Historically, we celebrate our departure from Egypt, our leaving of servitude after 210 years of barbaric slavery. But as we know, Pesach is not simply a historical celebration. As the Mishnah says, Chayiv Adam Liros es Asmo Kiliyotzem in Mitzrayim. Person is obligated to view himself as if he left Egypt. Pesach is a personal experience. Pesach is a contemporary experience. Pesach is when we get to relive this dynamic of salvation. And it's not just on a national level. It's true on a personal level as well. When one looks throughout the Svarim, one sees that the koach, the power of Pesach, is the ability to experience personal renewal. Just as Pesach is the Chag HaAviv, the springtime Yom Tov, where nature is blossoming and nature is rejuvenating, the Yom Tov of Pesach offers us the opportunity to start again, to begin anew, to start afresh, a new page, a new beginning. Whether you need a new page, a new chapter, a new book, whatever new beginning you need, Pesach offers it to us. And so we come to the Leil HaSeder, and we begin to think about all the different ways in which we can grow, all the different ways in which we could self-actualize. But you know, in order to get to the Seder, you have to get through tonight. And tonight is the process of Bedikas Chometz. We search for Chometz, and although many of us have already been cleaning our homes for a long time, but tonight is where we take out the candle and we look not just for the 10 pieces that we put out, but ultimately we go ahead and we look for the chametz in all the nooks and crannies and all the crevices. And the Svarim explain that there's a deeper message to this avodah. Chametz, the Svarim explain, is a remez, is a hint, is a metaphorical allusion to the Yetzer Hara. Chametz represents all of the things inside of us that is in a state of disrepair. All the things inside of us that are just not working. All of the things that are just not that great. And throughout the rest of the year, the chametz is there. We maybe don't even acknowledge it. We don't pay attention to it. And the truth is, we don't do all that much about it. But comes the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that if you want to tap into this energy of this day, if you want to experience this renewal, if you want to come to the Seder and you want to feel reborn and live a repurposed and rejuvenated existence, you have to first search for chametz. I have to do the search inside of myself for the things that are broken, for the things that are in a state of disrepair, for the things that are not so great. And the halacha says that when you search for chametz, bodkin bechorin ubisdakin, you have to look in the cracks and in the crevices. Because my dear friends, for so many of us, the chametz that we have is so well hidden. It's buried beneath years of denial. It's buried beneath multiple levels of facade and external masks and disguises that we wear, that we put on, to pretend like the chametz doesn't really exist. But my beloved chaverim, we all have chametz. We all have stuff that needs to get purged. We all have stuff that needs to be revealed and then removed. We all have things that are leavened, that are broken, that are festering inside of us. And tonight is the night that we begin that avoda of finding the courage to search, to looking deep within ourselves. Sometimes we're so scared to look inside of ourselves. We're so scared because I know I'm going to find stuff that's not so great. I know I'm going to find stuff that's not so wonderful. I know I'm going to find things that I'm not so proud of. So instead of having the courage to look inward, we just pretend like everything is okay. But you know, there comes a certain point in time where you can't run from your chametz. Because if you want to get to the Seder tomorrow night, you have to do the Bedika tonight. You have to search inward in yourself tonight, and you have to do the beer. You have to destroy it tomorrow. Only those who do the bedika tonight and the beer, the destruction tomorrow, will be able to taste the matzah of salvation tomorrow night. If you want to tap into the full dynamic of this Yom Tov, I have to first look inward, identify what is broken, find the courage to acknowledge it, and pledge to fix it. And you know, all I'm doing is pledging to fix it. I can't fix all of my chametz in one day. Maybe I can't even fix all of my chametz in 1 year. Maybe I can't even fix all of my chametz in 1 decade. but I at least have to be brave enough to attempt the process and to find that which is broken inside myself, to discover my personalistic chametz, to find the courage to begin the process of addressing it. But the Gemara says, what happens if you have a wall where you normally store chametz, and in that wall there's a crevice, that's where I put the chametz, and the crevice extends very deep inside the wall. So the Gemara says, how do you search in that wall? To which the Gemara says, you put your hand in, and you're only chayif to search ad makom sheyado maga'as. You're only chayif to search as far as your hand could reach. You're not obligated to have someone lift you up so you can put your whole body in there to search. Only as far as your hand could reach. That's the extent of your bedika. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha is teaching us such an incredible lesson. That in the search for chametz, you don't have to be heroic. In the search to repair yourself, all you have to do is put in the effort. Just try. Just try. Just extend your hand as deep and far into the personalistic hole as you can. Just try your best. Just bring the light of your holiness to the nooks and crannies, to the crevices of your heart and of your soul. And find the courage to find your chametz. Stop running from your chametz. Find it. Confront it. Acknowledge it. Expunge it. Destroy it. And reinvent yourself. The process of self-transformation and cathartic change is often not instantaneous. It takes a while. But in Meretz Hashem, that journey begins tonight. And the journey that begins tonight will follow us over the course of the coming days of Yom Tov. And after we acknowledge and expunge and destroy the chametz, then we have an opportunity to really begin to rebuild and to remake ourselves. So tonight, as we go into Bedikas Chametz, many of us are already tired from days and days of preparation, and with all of the incredible and overwhelming circumstances that we find ourselves in, when we take that little candle in our hand and we look for our 10 pieces scattered around the home, let's remember to not only use that candle to illuminate the external crevices, nooks, crannies, and corners, but let's make sure that we use that candle, the candle of our holiness, to look inside as well, to finally find the courage to identify the things that are making me leavened, to identify the chametz that has resided in my soul sometimes for years. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to search tonight, to search forever, to insert our hand and to reach as far as we can, to take out the chametz that resides inside of us. And in Meretz Hashem, once we remove that chametz, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu then give us the koach to tap into the power of this Yom Tov, to remake, to rejuvenate, to recreate ourselves, to find all of the holiness which resides inside, and to make something beautiful and magnificent of our lives. Wishing everyone a meaningful Bedikas Chametz and a good and Erev Yom Tov.